Get a free bet when you bet £5 every week of the Premier League season and a big boost every day. That's Ladisfaction from Ladbrokes. And for extra Ladisfaction, here's the T's and C's garage style.
18 plus, 1st of September to 24th of May. Opt-in weekly. Selected Premier League markets. Match one free bet per week. Values vary. Restrictions and T&Cs apply. Daily odds boosts. T&Cs on ladbrokes.com. Gambleaware.org.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, March 18th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. NVIDIA announced yesterday it has restarted manufacturing artificial intelligence chips for sale in China. The chip giant's move signals a possible shift in its fortunes in the world's second largest market after the U.S. Commerce Department allowed NVIDIA to export its H200 processors to China in exchange for 25% of its sales. NVIDIA didn't say how much it expects to earn from sales. In the past, NVIDIA has said the Chinese market could be worth tens of billions of dollars a year. Tencent kept up double-digit profit and revenue growth as the Chinese tech giant ramped up its AI efforts. The WeChat operator, which is China's largest company by market capitalization, says its fourth quarter net profit rose 13.5% year-over-year to about $8.46 billion. The strong results cap a year of solid growth as Tencent established a new AI division, aggressively marketed its AI app, and launched new AI-powered products. The company's president says the push will continue, with plans to at least double its AI investment this year. And we exclusively report that Amazon plans to drastically cut the number of packages it ships through the U.S. Postal Service, potentially costing the agency billions of dollars in revenue. USPS delivered more than a billion packages for Amazon last year, close to 15% of all the packages that the Postal Service delivered in the country. According to people familiar with the matter, Amazon disclosed the plan amid a confidential bidding process for its so-called last-mile delivery, the first time the Postal Service has ever solicited bids from Amazon and other businesses for the service. An Amazon spokesman says the e-commerce giant initially wanted to increase its package volumes, but was surprised by the new process. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.